About Florida Oranges by Harriet Beecher Stowe. A gentleman propounds to us the following inquiry. Apart from the danger from frosts, what is the prospect of certainty in the orange crop? Is it a steady one? We have made diligent inquiry from old, experienced cultivators and from those who have collected the traditions of orange growing, and the result seems to be that apart from the danger of frost, the orange crop is the most steady and certain of any known fruit. In regard to our own grove, consisting of 115 trees on an acre and a half of ground, we find that there has been an average crop matured of 60,000 a year for each of the 5 years we have had it. 2 years the crop was lost through sudden frost coming after it was fully perfected, but these 2 years are the only ones since 1835 when a crop has been lost or damaged through frost. Our friend inquires with regard to the orange insect. This was an epidemic which prevailed some 15 or 20 years ago, destroying the orange trees as the canker worms did the apple trees. It was a variety of the scale bug, but nothing has been seen of it in an epidemic form for many years, and growers now have no apprehensions from this source. But what a bouquet of sweets is an orange tree! Merely as a flowering tree, it is worth having, if for nothing else. We call the time of their budding the week of pearls. How beautiful, how almost miraculous, the leaping forth of these pearls to gem the green leaves. The fragrance has a stimulating effect on our nerves, a sort of dreamy intoxication. The air now is full of it. Under the tree, the white shell petals drift, bearing perfume. But, not to lose our way in poetic raptures, we return to statistics drawn from a recent conversation with our practical neighbor. He has 3 trees in his grounds, which this year have each borne 5,000 oranges. He stated that he had had reports from 2 men whom he named who had each gathered 10,000 from a single tree. He appeared to think it a credible story, though a very remarkable yield. The orange can be got from seed. Our neighbor's trees, the largest and finest in Mandarin, are seedlings. Like ours, they were frozen down in 1835 and subsequently almost destroyed by the orange insect, but now they are stately, majestic trees of wonderful beauty. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.